All right, it's time.
It is time. We are actually are going now, so I should press this.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some man you just can't reach.
Live from at least 6 feet away, it's the Spike on the Mic Show. Now here is your host, Spike.
I said Spike check one, Spike check two. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to another award-deserving episode of The Spike on the Mic Show. If you did not know, I am he, ladies and gentlemen. I am he. I am the guy known as The Spike on the Mic. And we come to you every Monday night, every week at 7 to put nothings in your eardrums to entertain, inform, and instruct. I needed three eyes, so we did it like that. But I love this song so much that I like to hear it. And while I'm listening to it, you guys will know that I can't do this alone. I won't do this alone. So, without further ado, as always, let me introduce the crew, also known as the Resistance Fighters. The guy that's putting the drums, music through your eardrums, we like to call him the one, the only, PWS. PWS, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a guy who's on a show where the host of the show is you.
Okay. I like that. I like that. And guys, listen, we are here, ladies and gentlemen. We are here for one reason and one reason only. And it is also known as the Voice of Reason. Voice of Reason, how you sticking?
Spike, I'm sticking like a guy who takes total responsibility, full responsibility. It's not my fault.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. All right. And also, the man who we know, he always knows everything more than everybody else. We like to call him the one and only Bill Smotts. Bill Smotts, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like computer connectivity issues to Monday night at 7 p.m.
Yep. Ooh,
that is the time when usually Bright House, Verizon, and WOW up their internet services for everybody because, you know, we are the number one rated internet radio show on Mondays at 7. So y'all know what's wrong with your internets.
Just spun and spun and spun. I had to reboot.
Oh, damn.
Damn. Okay, well,
that's
this
cool.
Time when everybody's logging on to Spike on the Mic, so it couldn't.
Oh, that's it. What it is. Yeah, everybody's trying to listen in.
Right. You Smotts, you need a bigger band.
Is that? No, I actually had the highest. It's just some reason just need a reboot. Is that eggnog the voice is drinking?
This is vodka, and Monin makes flavored syrups. This is vodka and cream de cacao, I think.
Vodka and kale?
Yeah.
Cream de cacao.
Really? No. And that sound you heard right there is the one our fact checker in large is my friend, my love, Billis. Billis, how you sticking?
I am sticking like awards to this deserving show.
Exactly. Wow. We are number one in awards deserving show. So hopefully we'll have another guest to join on to the show later on, or maybe while we're doing the introductions and doing the housekeeping. They said they would join later, but it is now.
And what about Tiffany? Where's the Tiff?
Oh, she also called in for a vacation request again today.
She
tonight.
She did.
And also the man who smells like gas, he is listening, but he is also doing other things too. He also has another vacation. These guys, y'all used up all your vacation.
I like that, the man who smells like gas.
It's not like a user to lose it. You know, if you use it all up, you won't get paid for it.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know how vacation and sick time leave. Boys,
we're supposed to get paid?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
a little voice. What is that?
Moaning.
Moaning. It's Irish cream. It's not cream de cacao. Cacao.
Oh, yeah. We didn't finish that story. Yeah, we were so way past that. Yeah. But that's okay.
We're not going to finish it. There's a lot more to it.
Oh, okay. Well, so ladies and gentlemen, that is the resistance fighters here helping us do what we do. We are here to entertain, and I gave you the three I's, so I won't repeat them.
Yeah. I don't know if you've ever noticed this, but entertain begins with an E.
What about we here to, you know, well, I can't use the same, the reason we're here, but there's entertain, inform, and instruct.
That would be E-I-I. It's not three I's, because entertain begins with an E.
All right, entertain,
no,
educate, and instruct.
That would be E-E-I.
Okay, so.
No matter what you say, entertain is not going to become an I. Yeah. So you can change that word.
That is
no matter
true.
How many things you combine it with.
You can interlope if you'd like.
Okay, how about this? Instruct, inform, and entertain.
That's
entertain. See, the entertain.
So even if I move it, it doesn't make a difference?
No,
it doesn't make a change.
It keeps the E.
Yeah. Words. You guys are killing me with words.
What you can do, go to Urban Dictionary, write the entertain word with an I, and go, this is Spike on the Mic's way to entertain the E.
How
create
about
your own world?
How about educate, inform, and interact?
That would be E-I-I again.
Hold on a second. Y'all understand what I'm trying to do, right?
Yeah, you're trying to,
come up with three I's. I don't know why.
Yeah. Right. And they sound like they start the same way.
No, they don't. No.
Like enter, inside.
No.
That's an I.
And interlope.
That's an I.
That would be E-I-I.
Yeah, okay, words. That's why I like French.
Belly. Oh, yeah. Because French is better. And he knows it.
Everybody knows au fond quoi starts with
that's
what?
That's right.
Oh. All right, so let me get back on track. Y'all letting the train get off the track. Get back on the track. Okay, so what we do, ladies and gentlemen, we sit around here and we talk about three things.
We do, actually. And they are
the past, the present, and the future.
Can I point out that Spike started dancing like a good 4 or 5 seconds before the music started?
Yeah,
he was
just
awesome.
He just goes. He doesn't wait for it.
No. It must have been buffering, I guess.
Oh, that's what it is.
Speaking of buffering, let's go ahead and talk to our sponsors.
Oh, okay. They're not the past, present, and future.
The Spike and the Mic Show is brought to you by the Game Day Metric Tour. The Game Day Metric Tour is a charity bicycling tour featuring 2 courses through scenic landscapes. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you cool blues and entertaining talk 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by RadioSt.Pete.com, local internet radio from St. Petersburg, Florida. Today's hits and yesterday's favorites, 24 hours a day, StPeteRadio.com.
Welcome to Hooters! Politically incorrect since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
Oh, man, yes. And, of course, speaking of race fans.
Raise update.
Chase Elliott won this past weekend's race.
Right.
So, of course, he's in the top 10, which means free fried pickles. But winning means boneless wings.
Ooh, yes. There you go.
I think there is someone at the door.
All we need to do is just go and notify your participating Hooters that Chase Elliott won the doggone thing and we get free fried boneless wings.
Free fried pickles, and we get boneless wings if we buy some regular wings.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, there you go, Chase Elliott. So what does that mean for him as far as how many more races left? Anyone knows?
I'm not sure how many are left, but he is now part of the final 4 for the championship.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of the Final Four for the championship, we have a guest who has joined us, and we are so happy and elated to have a regular voice that you heard on this show before. She is the incomparable Miss Monica. Miss Monica, hi. What are you doing? How are you sticking?
I'm sticking to my sweatshirt because I'm freezing because it's like 68 degrees right now.
Isn't that great?
So cool. Oh,
cool. Looks like
cold.
Yeah.
But you like cold weather, don't you?
Turn the heat on.
I do. I'm gonna run in the morning, and I'm super excited about it.
Yeah.
I'm scared of that.
You'll hardly sweat a drop.
Serious. All right. Well, listen. You missed all the you missed all the introductions.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I completely lost track of time. I apologize.
But that's okay. You know everyone here because you've been on the show before, and you know that, you know, we got an award-deserving show planned and ahead for everyone. And we also, you know, like to let everybody know that you can participate by giving us a call at 813-699-3900. That's 813-699-3900. And so, Monica, you hadn't been on the show in a while, but
I know.
We missed you. What you been up to?
Oh, you know, working, playing.
Okay. Well,
it's birthday week for me. So this is a nice way to kick off birthday week. I got to be able to.
Oh, right. Yeah. Well, this is my birthday gift to you. Don't spend.
Can I get a refund? Can I take it back?
Do you have the receipt?
Have the receipt.
Can I re-gift it to somebody?
you don't know that. This could be the highlight of your day, your week. You still have the
today. I'll be honest with you. Today has been a crap day, so I'm really excited about laughing because I could use some laughter.
Ooh. All right.
Ooh, you better.
maybe you can tell us about it and bring us all down.
Or
no. It's about everybody laughing and smiling and having a good time. I will tell you this. I've got to get used to this because starting tomorrow, I was on someone's contact list or tracing sheet,
right,
or whatever you call it.
Right.
I was in contact with someone at work. Apparently, I'm on someone's contact tracing sheet thingy, and so I got to stay out of the studio for 14 days now.
Have you been exposed?
Well, I don't know who it is because they're not legally allowed to say who tested positive for COVID, but somebody that put me on their contact tracing sheet tested positive for COVID.
Oh, man.
And so that means I got to stay out of the studio for 14 days.
You can't
work. Go ahead.
Are you not working?
Oh, no, I'm just doing the show from home. But
which you can do, obviously.
Yeah.
You're not running the board into it.
Have a Comrex. No, someone, no, they just have to, now they're scrambling to find someone to run the board. And
yeah. Too bad you're not letting that COVID warning ruin your birthday weekend here with a party.
Oh, I'm going to be outside all weekend. Yeah, outside, wide open spaces, and masks wide within 6 feet open. Of people.
All right, Billy, you was going to say something?
No, I was going to say, can't you, like, after a week, get tested, and if you're negative, go back to work?
I love how they put that. They were like, yeah, so I was talking to my boss about it, and he was like, well, okay, just, how'd he put it? He worded it like he was trained to word it. Something right. like if it's your option, if you're out for 14 days or whatever, however he said that. And then he was like, if you want to, it's your option to get a test. And if that comes negative, then you can come back into the station, but it's your choice.
In other words, they're not going to pay for the test.
Exactly.
Oh, of course not. Yeah.
Oh, really? Damn.
Yeah, well, but I feel like because you've been exposed, I think you can get it for free.
Oh, you know, this is the second time this has happened at work, and the first time, the being exposed to someone wasn't enough. I had to actually have symptoms. And what's weird about that? This was really weird because they were going to charge me $85 since there was no symptoms, since whatever. And this was in, I want to say, June or something. But then the weird part was, and this is, I didn't lie. The truth was that week I was super, for a while I was super tired, like crazy. I've never been more tired ever. And I called up and I said, I think that's a symptom. I'm like, I have been super, super tired. They're like, okay, no problem. Come in. The appointment's tomorrow. Like, they were all about it. And all I said was I was tired. Come to find out, sorry, boys, it was PMS and I didn't even know. So, like, the system is kind of jacked because, like, I was exposed to someone and I'm telling you that I was exposed to someone and I can't get it. But I'm telling you, I'm super tired, and yeah, come on in. It was really weird. But
That happened to me in June. I was exposed to somebody. Well, I'm not very closely exposed to somebody, but it was enough. It was still early where everybody was like freaking out. So I went and got tested, and they charged me $100. And I literally, like a week ago, just got that $100 back.
Huh.
I have no idea why. They just sent me a check for $100. There's your money back.
Oh, maybe I'll get my $85 back. Maybe. Actually, it wasn't even mine. To be honest with you, what happened was the guys were mad. They were like, first of all, we want you in studio. The quality sounds like crap. Like, it's not going to be the same over at Comrex. And then they were like mad. I'm like, well, I don't have $85 to do it. And then the Raymond James Stadium free one was going to be way at the time. The next appointment wasn't for like another month or something. They were booked way ahead in advance. And so JP just sent me the money on Venmo and was like, here, just go get tested. And then I tested negative, and corporate policy or whatever still wouldn't let me back until after the 14 days.
Yeah. What?
Well, I guess that goes to say that when I wrote your name on the bathroom wall, I guess it's true.
I guess that exposed you.
I wrote my own name on the bathroom wall, Spike. I'm trying to get some.
Okay. Well, I was just trying to give you how they noticed you were exposed. But anyway.
All right, I don't even know who has it. Like, obviously they're not allowed to say it. And this literally just happened like a few hours ago. I got a call like at 5 or something.
Yeah.
So it was, well, actually I got a call right after the show. Like, literally we were like, okay, bye. And we cut the mics, and my boss called and was like, Monica, you're on a contract chasing sheet. I need you to mask up and get out of the building now. Well, and I thought I was fired. I was like, don't lie to me, dude. If you think you're firing me, just fire me. You know what I mean? He's like, no, I can't say who it is, but you got to get out of the space. You got to get out of the building right now.
Are you, and you're allowed to talk about this, right?
No.
Why not?
Yeah, no, I'm just saying because. No.
Yeah, because we're on the air. Oh, yeah, maybe we should mention that. No bad words. You know, we are on FM.
Yeah, really. We're on 97.6 Sunshine FM radio. So,
actually, it's 96.7, but, you know.
So let's go ahead and start the show real quick, and then we'll get back to Monica thing, because that was one of the topics that we had on here.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so before we start the show, ladies and gentlemen, I always like to start off with a cow chip news of the week.
Cow chip?
Yes, this is right. Cow chip news. Cow chip news is something that you could use throughout the week, or if you're ever sitting at a local bar with some friends and you need to just expound some knowledge. So here's the cow chip news of the week. According to a 2009 study by the American Association for the Advancement of Science.
Not colored people?
Huh?
Not colored people?
No, this is the other ones.
Okay.
Hair can actually taste. So now what by that do you think I mean? If that is even the right word of English. It means that hair can detect bitter taste, such as nicotine and things that are bitter. And once it tastes those impurities, it starts to move real fast. So if you got hair in your nose and around your ears, and somebody say hair somewhere close to your lungs too. I don't know about that one, but this is what the study says. That
pubic hairs?
It tastes the impurities, and so it starts to shiggle.
That happens to my pubic hairs.
Let you guys know. Yeah. So hair has taste. Cow chip news that you can use. All right?
So recently, oh my God, it's so loud here. I have all my windows. Sorry, can you hear that?
Yeah, we hear you.
Okay, because it's really loud here. Anyway, so I recently, last Saturday, got my hair did. Yeah. And I don't know if you can tell. If I stand in the light, you can tell it's purple, right? It's like a magenta, red, purple thing.
It's beautiful.
Anyway, someone told me, Monica, just pour vodka on it, and it'll be like a vodka cranberry, because like a cranberry color.
Right.
And I thought they were wrong, but now you're telling me it tastes right. It tastes like that, so maybe I will.
Yeah.
Okay. No. Let me clarify my hair chip, my cow chip. Hair doesn't taste; it can taste. Yeah. So, like, if I put a lemon in your mouth, you taste it. If you take a lemon and put it on a hair can taste it and say, "Ooh, this is lemon."
Oh, don't tell me that, because now I'm gonna feel bad for my hair.
Yeah. All the stuff that you dip your hair in, yeah, that's awful.
Yeah.
Mike, I'm gonna need you to name your source on that.
She's calling you out.
The American Association for the Advancement of Science.
Science. American Association.
You don't have to look it up while we're on air. Just,
yes, yeah. We do.
I'll chip and let it go. And so now with that being said, let's go ahead and get into topic changing music.
Oh, my word. We're going to have a topic, and it's probably going to start right now on the Spike and Mike Show.
All right. This topic I like to call Bet He Wouldn't Do It for His Mother-in-Law.
Bet He Wouldn't Do It for His Mother-in-Law.
Right. Now, you guys have probably known and heard about this, that Kanye West gave Kim Kardashian a gift for her birthday. Have you guys heard this story? Everyone has heard.
Yes.
That Kanye gave his wife a hologram of her late father saying happy birthday and talking about things that are in the past, the present, and the future.
Yeah, I heard this from The Voice when we were talking about it earlier today.
Yes.
Y'all were?
Why don't you have your video on, you weirdo?
Yeah, The Voice and I rather get around and we usually talk about Kanye and Kim Kardashian. That's our topic.
Yes.
Yeah, really. So now, what's happened is, I don't have the audio, but he was talking about, I don't know how they did this. They had, I guess, the last picture of him in a caramel suit, or whatever the Kardashian guy looks like normally, in a suit, standing up and talking. He was saying things about, look, have you grown into a beautiful woman? You know, your kid's all great and all that kind of things. So he was
talking about farting.
Farting? Is that what that word he was saying? He was saying something about you giggling or quickling or something like that.
He said, like, teeting. I think he said teat or something like that.
Yeah,
really. He said, he goes, I try to find ways to show you that I'm around you when I am. And I watch you guys all the time. And so every time you guys teat, I'm there. So if the kids teat or you teat, I'm that's me.
Right.
Wow. So
now this was a big hologram, life-size hologram, I guess it was at her party. Now a question to the resistance fighters and Monica, would you like a birthday gift like that from a special deceased person? And I'll start out with you, PWs.
Absolutely not. It sounds really creepy.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then every time I go, you know, it's from them. That's really weird.
It's weird.
Yeah, really. Billis?
No, I agree. I don't know. That's weird.
How about you?
Really
Voice?
Voice?
I don't know. Maybe if the message from a relative like directed me to some Spanish doubloons.
Oh, yeah.
Or something like that.
Some other kind of treasure.
That would be okay.
Ugh. All right, Smuts.
Yeah. So we're talking about Robert Kardashian,
the daddy.
Attorney for O.J. Simpson?
Yes.
Correct.
Okay. So would I want a dead person's...
of a local relative, a love relative of yours to give you some kind of message or hologram
through farts?
I guess it would depend on what the message is.
So there's a possible you would say yes.
Sure, why not?
Yeah. All right. Wow. Guess Monica's.
Well, I'm kind of the wrong person to ask because none of I don't know any relatives that have died except maybe 5 years ago, my grandma died. But other than that, nope, none, all my family is alive. But the only thing would be is I feel like, well, first, I think it's weird, but I feel like if someone was dead for like 25 years or something, wouldn't that like just open that scab? And like, I would be sad all over again. Like, I've already processed it. I've grieved. I've moved on. I miss them every day, but I've processed it. Then you're going to bring them live and right there and I see them again. I'm going to cry and be sad and have to go through the grieving process all over again.
And that's going to happen every time you fart.
You every time I fart, I'm going to, And what happens when I poop?
Whoa, who knows? Yeah.
I'm watching.
Family reunion.
All flushing and crying. So
I know.
I don't know. I don't understand.
Yeah. Can you see them and hear them?
Yeah. When the hologram goes, what's that smell? Now you're in trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
Maybe for you, Schmatz, but my poop smells nice.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Like flowers.
Yeah. Is that because
of my last words, like roses, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Serious. So, Voice, what are you about to say about that?
Oh, not only can you see and hear the hologram, you'll be able to smell them as well.
Yes.
Would my hair be able to smell the hologram?
No, taste.
Oh, no.
Yeah, your hair can taste the hologram. Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah, really? So I don't know, man. I sat back and I thought about that. I was thinking, I've had lots of people, unfortunately, that's passed, and I liked a lot of them.
Sure.
So I think I probably would kind of be okay with seeing somebody that died. You know, yeah, it's going to bring up, like you said, Monica, it's going to bring up some sad emotions. But if they can make the thing look exactly like the person, and then they start talking to me, and because they use the exact same voice. Yeah, I think that'd be pretty cool, because you know you think about them a lot, so that'd be pretty cool to see it, I think.
So wait, is your long-winded answer yes?
Yes. I guess that would be the answer. I think I could do that, and they say it was $400,000 to do it. So
holy shamoly!
So I'm pretty much guessing that I won't see it anytime soon.
I can think of better things to do with $400,000 than like dig up an old relative.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, because you broke. But if you had the money.
That's a joke.
Yeah, really. All right, well, I was just wondering in case I was going to give you guys some birthday gifts.
No.
But
you're not going to fart,
gave,
are you?
Look at it. If I gave it to you, it probably won't be as sophisticated as the other holograms.
Okay, well, my birthday's on Friday, Spike, so go ahead and start saving your $400,000.
Yes.
I expect. You know what? Holy crap, I just realized. No, can you do this with dead cats? Because if you can bring Peter back to life just to say meow,
oh,
I'm down.
That would be nice.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
see?
Just
yep.
One little go. Meow.
And Lila. Peter and Lila, get them together.
How many cats you got that?
Peter and Lila and Princess. You can bring Princess back. Oh, and Philly.
Okay, stop.
Philly.
We're going to bring make a whole animal of cats.
All at once.
How many
once.
Animals?
None of these animals lived at the same time, but you want to bring them back all at once.
Yeah. Absolutely. Billy gets it.
Yeah.
Billy understands.
I do.
That's probably going to cut into my $400,000.
I'm sure you're going to get a discount if it's an animal and not a person.
Yeah. Serious. All right, let's go ahead and knock out this because I want a game I want to play. So let's go ahead and do topic changing music.
Oh my word, there seems to be another topic in the offing.
All right, this story here goes out to, I like to say, don't judge a book by its cover.
Don't judge a book by its cover.
All right, so there's a Pittsburgh mother. She is very, very upset.
Who you calling mother?
That her 7-year-old daughter received some questionable homework assignment online.
I saw this.
Yes. So there's only so much news in this world. Everybody gets the same news. Well, what happened is the daughter had to come home and do an assignment. She had to post a picture of her underwear.
What?
Yes. So, question. This is what the teacher, I think it was a librarian.
Did she have to be wearing it? Did she have to be wearing it? Did she have to be wearing it?
They didn't get that detail about it. Or at least
well, that's important. I mean, if I could just open my dresser drawer and show my underwear, that's not so bad.
Yeah, really. So the assignment asked for the students to post a photo and describe their underwear.
Describe it. They could either push the thing or they could just say what it looks like because... Well, Spike's probably because it's from a book. Like there was a reason.
That was the reason I was going to get into. Tell him that. Yeah. So like I'm saying, the mother got upset about it, and she demanded that the teacher or the librarian was terminated from the job.
What?
Now, first impressions is that was inappropriate and disturbing for having them asking kids to do that. Right.
Right. First impression.
We all got to say yeah on that one.
No,
well, I'm fine with it. I don't see anything wrong with it. Like, I don't instantly go, Phil. Like, I just think to myself, okay, kids, in my head, because I watch a lot of Teen Titans Go, and like underwear and butts, and it's funny stuff. There's nothing dirty about it. It's just like silly. They like to say butt. They like to say booty. They like to shake it and giggle. And it's all very silly at that age.
Yes.
Mm. And I stepped away for a second, but what is it? You said the teacher asked to see the color of underwear?
You know, they asked the kids, the 7-year-old kids, to take a photograph. Their assignment was to photo or describe their underwear.
Oh, yeah.
Because hold on, you're leaving out the name of the book that they were reading.
No, that's the end of the story. That's the that's the part.
Yeah,
that
don't,
after you guys get exactly. Said, don't judge a book by its cover. Oh. Yeah. The title.
He wants to get us all riled up and then tell us the.
Yeah, I wanted to get you guys all out there riled.
Yeah.
Right.
He wanted to get us outraged and then tell us, oh, there's actually nothing.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right. I want y'all to riot in the streets. So I don't even care. I mean, I guess the instructor should had.
Did the parents know beforehand that the teacher was going to ask the question?
No.
She didn't know beforehand.
The mom stumbled upon the daughter about to do the homework assignment.
Inappropriate. Doesn't matter how it came about. I don't care. You can tell me, prove me wrong.
I'm with Schmatz on this.
No, we're going to prove him wrong.
Okay.
We're going to prove him wrong.
Write this down. I am in agreement with Schmatz. That was totally, totally inappropriate. Even if it is it's a kid's Halloween book about the creepy underwear. It is a little crazy book, but it's still not appropriate. I don't think the teacher should have rounded it out a different.
Kids don't know, and if you make it weird, then they're going to think it's weird. But they're not going to go into it thinking it's weird. The kid was about to just do the homework, thinking we're really reading this silly book, scary book. It's Halloween, scary underwear. It's silly, and that was her theme. As soon as the parent gets involved. Then it makes the kids scared. Oh, this is horribly inappropriate. The kid's like, "What? Why? I was just reading this book. What are you talking about?" And now it's a thing.
Yeah, and they should worry about it there. You should at least, they should, you know, like you said, they don't know. But what happens when they're walking and going by the guy in the van? Hey, what color's your underwear? Well, we just talked about this.
Cool. Okay, those are two totally different things.
But it is inappropriate that anyone should be doing it. You need to instruct the kids that strangers or even, I know it's a teacher, but you can't be, adults should not be asking kids
to see their underwear or to hear about their underwear.
I feel like it's the parents' jobs to teach the kids the difference between a windowless van and a teacher kind of elaborating on a book.
Watch the news tonight and see how many stories you see about a teacher, you know, petting a kid.
Serious.
But this person wasn't a pedophile.
How do you know that?
How do you know Jerry Sandusky wasn't until we know after the fact?
Because the whole thing was about the book.
Jerry Sandusky ran a whole thing with kids in camp for 30 years.
I think it's apples and oranges. Sandusky and this librarian explaining this book are two totally different things. And
You're assuming that the librarian is a female. You don't know that. I don't know that. I'm trying to find out.
Right.
And how do you know that this person didn't use this book as a way to find pictures as candy, trying to con people into sending
pictures of their underwear? And if there is, then that's the whole problem, in my opinion, with a lot of situations is people just jumping instantly to the negative. You're 100% right. If there was the librarian shouldn't have to lose their job until there's an investigation. Now we investigate and we find a gazillion different, you know, child porn or whatever, 1000% fired, inappropriate. We investigate, we find out it's just as innocent as could possibly be. There should be no job loss. It is not inappropriate.
I agree with that.
It's not innocent asking a kid what color their underwear is. I don't care if you're working.
They didn't say. Now you're totally.
Nobody said anything about the color of the underwear.
No.
Maybe I walked in late. What is the thing?
Hold on a second. So hold on a second. Let's get somebody else's opinion. Voice of reason. What do you think?
Well, I guess there are people there that are bad people, and I guess you have to protect little kids against them.
Right. Really. Now, Monica, listen. It was, yes, the librarian was definitely playing off the Halloween theme book, creepy pair of underwear. Got it. Everybody understands that. But your initial thought should not be, hey, all you 7-year-old kids, go home and do
Make
your
a
assignment
picture of your
about underwear.
Underwear.
Take a picture or describe your underwear.
It was asked.
Think about it.
It was asked for them to post a picture of their underwear or describe
one of the two
underwear.
Post or describe their underwear.
They had a choice. They didn't have to take a picture. It was either, and it was not, and it was describe your scary underwear. So someone could have easily just said, "Oh, my underwear is torn," Halloween silliness.
Both are completely and totally inappropriate, and the teacher should have known that asking about a kid's underwear was inappropriate. As innocent as it may be, she should have known better.
Oh, I just,
every day.
Actually, Monica, I'm riding solo on this island. I believe what I believe.
Monica, would you send me a picture of your underwear?
Wait, no,
I'm not wearing any underwear, Peta. How about that?
Nice.
Describe your underwear right now.
I can describe my scary crotch, but not my scary underwear because I'm not wearing any.
Monica, let me just suggest here that you don't go online and talk to a 14-year-old or
Steve.
Or,
sit down. Sit
cop.
Down.
Oh. Okay, voice. What are you doing?
There's my underwear.
Okay.
Okay. Now, if anything's Monica. Inappropriate, that's inappropriate.
Is he sitting down?
Yes.
He is. Okay. He's sitting down now.
Monica, wasn't that creepy?
That was
inappropriate. Yeah. That one, he should be fired. Fire the voice.
Wait, hold on a second. See.
A second.
I'm going away now.
And it's time to go. My phone has no more power.
Really? All right. Well, we're in consensus here. Everybody in the resistance fighters say that is inappropriate.
Inappropriate.
But our esteemed guest is out there on the island by herself with the misfit toys. Have fun with your underwear.
Without your underwear.
Steve's got his hand raised.
I'm sorry, boys, you want to say something?
A creepy underwear can be a very uncomfortable subject.
Sure, yeah.
All right.
That's why they call him the voice of reason, right there.
That's why, I'm telling you.
If you had creeping underwear,
he brought it home. All right, so now I want to try this thing here. This time, the topic changing music.
Oh, here we go. Now that we've seen your underwear, we'd like to do something else on the Spike and the Mike Show.
Okay, so now, this is something you guys are going to have to bear with me, and we'll see if we can pull this off. I want to insert a game, play a game called the Battle of the Chromosomes.
Okay.
All right, now, this is going to entail the XY chromosomes battling the
XX
chromosomes. And
in which order one are you, Spike?
Not to confuse the people, y'all know which ones y'all are, right?
Do you know which one we are?
Yeah.
So how it's going to go, I'm going to share my screen and I'm going to show you things. So Billy and Monica, you guys are the same chromosomes and PW, voice, and smarts are the other chromosomes. So now the women chromosomes have a small advantage because there's only two of them as opposed to three of the other chromosomes. But we shall do this. So
how will our listeners see the screen?
They won't. They'll just have to hear the screen.
Oh, okay. I hear the screen now.
You hear
Pittsburgh mother furious over seven.
It's your Pittsburgh story.
Yeah.
Oh. All right. So here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Do you guys all see the screen?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
This is what we call the Battle of the Chromosomes. All right. So what we're going to do, ladies and gentlemen, is you guys have a categories from 1 to 300. It's kind of like Jeopardy mode, where the Y chromosomes, you have to select a category from your Y chromosomes, and you have to select the category from your X chromosomes. Let me clear that up. Guys, you have to pick from your zone. Women, you have to pick from your zone.
Yeah, do you know which zones those are? I'm confused.
Let's just get this out there. Women are the XY chromosomes.
No, that's wrong.
Okay, so now I know which one's which, all right? All right,
you had a 50-50 shot, my friend.
Yeah.
Yes, really. All right, so
and he always gets it wrong, always.
So I'm going to start out with the females, all right? So, Billy, you pick from the X chromosomes. You pick 1, 2, or 300 in any category.
A, B, or C, 1, 2, or 3.
Correct.
Okay, I'll go with A100.
A100 is, the question for you is, what NASCAR driver died in the Daytona 500 driving the number 3 car?
Can Monica help me?
Nope.
Oh, I was just going to help her.
All right. The answer to that is Dale Earnhardt. Dale Earnhardt died from that. So you get no points on that one.
Can't one of the XYs just buzz in?
No.
Okay.
Monica, pick from, you can't pick 100. I don't know why this thing didn't black it out, but you can't, you got to pick from the Z chromosomes area, A, B, C.
No,
you can't pick 100.
X. Well, I am a middle child, so I will go, and I am number one, so I will go X zone, B, 100.
All right. Wood, super, and gorilla is
glue.
Type of, all right, so there you go.
Excellent.
Yeah, 100 for the, okay, now let's go over to the men's with the zone chromosome. All right, we'll start out with you, PW.
Oh, I'll go with B300.
Ooh, straight to the, oh, word to the wise, the higher the points, the harder the question.
Okay, yeah.
All right. This is, when a woman wears a bandeau, what is she wearing?
Oh, come on.
Hold on a second. And now the clock starts.
She's wearing a scarf.
What the hell?
Nope, that is not correct. No. She is wearing a what? Woman's
bra. It's like a underneath bra. It's like one of those little bandeaus.
Okay. All right. Smots, you can't pick 300.
I just realized these are sexist questions.
Yes.
You are assuming that men don't know what a bandeau is, and you're assuming that women wouldn't know who died.
This is Battle of the Sexes. So the questions are going to be things that men, that women own. That it's going to be questions that men do not know about women, and vice versa. That men, that women don't
but
know
I
about.
But I need both the men questions.
Okay. Well, either way.
Boy.
There you go. I might mess this up. Okay. So Samas, it's your turn.
A 200.
A 200. Blush is a hue of what?
Red.
Oh, that's your answer?
Oh, yeah, it's a hue of reddish pink. Right.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you that. It is pink. It is a hue of pink. You're absolutely
right. Kidding. When he said red, all firmly, and then reddish pink, yeah, and well, you're going to give it to him.
Yeah, but you're going to you. It's a color, but pink is part of red.
Yes, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
All right. Mm-hmm. Voice of reason, A, B, or C in the Z zone?
Y zone.
Y zone.
E for 100.
What was that?
I'd like to go with question number B for 100.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
B100.
That'd be clutch is a type of what?
Pocketbook or purse.
Very good.
Oh, yeah. There you go. All righty. There we go. That is a good one for that.
Steve, I didn't know you were gay.
It looks as though the men now have 400. The women's is stuck on what? 100.
Right.
All right, but they should get another question.
Right. I'm going to double up on them right now. All right. So now we'll start out with you, Monica. You got a Z, A, B, or C?
Well, Billy went first last time.
Right, so then you go first.
Okay, then I will do zone B, 200, please, Alex.
You didn't pick that one already. Okay. What popular HBO show follows the NFL teams during preseason?
Hard Knocks.
Oh, there you go. That is a great, easy one for Monica. You have 200. That is correct.
So what you're trying to prove is Monica is an XY chromosome.
I think I am. I feel like I should be choosing from the Y zone.
All right. Billy, C zone.
I'll do C for 300.
Ooh.
Good.
All right. Well,
C. Not B.
She's
B.
got this. She's B. got this.
Not B.
B as in cat. Nut job.
All right. What type of ship is the U.S. Navy? Wait, what's the largest type of ship in the U.S. Navy?
Aircraft carrier?
Oh, dang, that is a good... You're absolutely correct. All right, I don't need to do the beeping, man.
Yeah.
All right. All right. All right, so now...
They get an extra
another
one.
Monica, you get another one from the Z zone.
I'm just going to wipe out that B zone, 300, please.
300? All right. What former Denver Bronco Hall of Famer does Skip Bayless argue with every day on TV?
Oh.
Hold on a second. Hit the timer since you don't know it right. I thought you would know that.
I mean, all I can think of is Denver Bronco Hall of Famer is
that quarterback guy.
Answer?
No. But I don't know if he's on TV.
All right.
Is John Elway on TV every day?
Nope. Clock is over. You did not get it. It was Skip Bayless. It was Shannon Sharp.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they have a stupid show on.
I can just think of John Elway. I was like,
all right, so I get another one too, right?
Yes,
I'll give you another one. Yes, go ahead.
All right, so the C200.
C200? What is a hole-in-one in golf called?
No, that's you didn't ask that question correctly, but it's when you hit the ball and it goes the first right off the tee
into
the...
What is a hole-in-one called in golf?
Hole-in-one. Oh, an ace.
Oh, okay.
Very good.
There you go. All right, good.
Yay.
So that's another 200 points for you guys. And I'm writing this wrong, so I'm happy you guys got like 800 right now.
That's correct.
800 and the men's.
Oh, my God. I'm playing schmott.
Yes, really.
Schmott like is correct.
300.
Schmott, I agree.
What'd you say?
100, 200, 200, and 300. You got all those.
What are you doing? Oh, no, it's the schmott's. Pick a category.
Schmott, say chromosome backwards.
Oh, wait, hold on. Stop, schmott. It's PW's turn. PW's, pick a.
Muscle work.
A200.
Schmorsham board.
PW.
A200.
A200. You already took somebody.
Already that's already been done. Yes, A300.
Oh no, not you! You've already blown a 300 question.
Oh yes, okay. Dutch milkmaid is a type of what?
Makeup.
You say makeup?
No, you have to look it up. I wanted you to say sex position. Last night we did the old Dutch milkmaid, didn't you? Yeah.
That is a type of hairstyle.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Oh,
damn. Hairstyle. All right, voice of reason.
I'm stupid.
I'm confused. I should have these things blacked out. Voice of reason, where you at?
Answers to those two particular questions. Y zone, I'm going to go with number A for 100, please.
A? Oh.
A100.
Yeah.
Not, you did B100.
Sex in the City is based where?
In New York City.
Oh, damn. Good job. All right. So that's another 100 points.
For chromosome voice.
Yeah, apparently I've got a.
Yeah. Voice, you and I should change places. I need to go to the Y and then you need to go to the X.
Yeah.
All right. Smots, it's your turn.
Let's see if we can get a 300 right in the form of C.
300 in form of C.
Spectrogel
is used for what?
Spectrogel and Mederma is used for what? Blemishes.
Judges.
I mean skincare.
Yeah, okay, I'll give you that then.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, give it good. Okay.
Schmott.
Let the record show both Schmott's answers were sketchy at best.
Yeah. they're like,
he knows how to.
They're general bird's eye everywhere.
What was the answer that you had? Was it acne?
No, I had for
just skincare.
Scratch marks. Oh. All right, Billy, let's round this thing out. We should be
Let me do C for 100.
C for 100. An award given to a person wounded in combat is called what?
A Purple Heart.
All right, that's another easy one. I guess, you know what?
Why is it easy? Because she got it?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if it's easy. It's a nice answer. Good job.
Okay, all right. Monica's?
I'm going to do A200. Is that one already taken?
No.
No.
What?
I have never
What is the highest hand
you can
get in poker? And I will start the bidding. The thing go.
Can I whisper it?
Never play poker, but I'm going to say full house.
See this part?
No.
There you go. No, it's not. It is called. Billy, you want to?
It's four of a kind.
No.
It's
a royal flush.
Oh, the royal flush.
Really?
All right, four of a kind is the second highest. I know that.
No, it's straight flush. Straight flush is second. Four of a kind is third.
Royal flush is what I was going to do to my grandma as form of a hologram.
All right, and so let's go ahead and finish this out. Billy, take the last one.
I don't know what it is. B200?
I think it's A300, I think.
Yeah,
nope.
I don't know.
I trust Schmott's on this one.
All right. No.
Okay, there it is.
Okay. So,
what athletic shoe brand represents the big cat?
Puma.
Oh, damn.
Yeah,
really.
Man. Right,
another 100 points for the women that puts
you 300.
That was 300?
That was a 300 for the women.
Yeah, yeah, way to cheat.
No, it wasn't.
It was A300.
He's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
300
I,
points.
My next time we play
the double. What's the score, Pat?
Next time we're going to have the thing, I'm going to have this thing closed out. I'm thinking, so let's just do this for the championship of the world.
I think that's 1,200 for the women. We had both of our 300s, two of our 300s obliterated, so we may be in trouble. 300, we got one correct. We got two 100s, so three 100s.
All right,
correct.
Let's do our 500 bonuses. All right, so
let's say you got 1,000 points and
we have all three questions to tie.
All right, so the bonus, these are chromosomes, 500 bonus points. And I'll start out with the women's first.
We can get them right. What if we don't get them all right? We don't even need the bonus points.
I don't know what
you said. No, just one of the women has to get this.
Anyway, yeah. So, no, both of the women can answer right. This question. We're going for the 500 bonus chromosome points, okay?
Oh, so we have to discuss this, Monica.
Okay. Yes.
All right. The question is, that's for the men's. I'm sorry, that's for the men's.
Oh, okay.
In cooking, to smooth, cream, or liquefy a substance is called what?
I'd say puree.
I would say he's correct.
I'm going to go along with puree.
All right, and that is correct. The answer is puree. So now the men's, I have you guys at 1,500 points.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Women's, right. Here's your question. What does the sports channel letters ESPN stand for?
I used to know this.
Let's hit this down.
Wait, so we're discussing right now.
Entertainment sports. Programming.
And that is not the answer.
What?
That is, it's, I got, damn it, I got to look it up. But,
no, Spike, it's not ESPN, Entertainment Sports Programming Network. Yes.
That's what he said.
Yes, it's entertainment. Yeah.
What is it?
Sports
what is
Programming it? Network.
Entertainment Sports Programming Network. So it
that
is.
She had it right. That yes, she had it right. We had it right.
All right, well, you guys got it right. I'll give you that, but I don't remember. Let's see what it is called. Entertainment Sporting Sports Programming Network. That is true. All right, so
what is our prize?
The women win 70 points, and they win a shopping spree at the dollar store where you can go ahead and get at least a pack of Lee Press-On nails, some
Vaginas in the house.
Yeah. Vaginas in the house. Vaginas.
Yeah.
You can get the
scented glasses.
JJ.
Yeah.
All right, so that is called the Battle of the Sexes or the Chromosomes, and looks like.
Well, it wasn't really a battle. We just pretty much nailed you to the wall the whole game. But that's cool if you want to call it that. Yeah.
You chromosomes won.
Yes, exactly.
XY chromosomes. The women won.
Smeared you guys all over the toast.
God.
You know,
we smeared you all over like a bloody tampon because we are the women.
Yeah. Here's
we lost because we had our guy who was enjoying the most beverages try and answer all the 300-point questions.
Oh, I should be having a beverage.
No, here's the thing. You know, if we had won, we wouldn't be yelling about our various body parts.
Well, you don't know how to win then, because this is how you win.
This is how you win. And I want to give a big thank you to the chromosomes of the women.
Next time you win, then I give you permission to say, woohoo, penis is in the house, woohoo.
Peeing in the snow, standing up and peeing.
All right.
And next time this thing is played, it's going to highlight.
Testicles swing left and right.
So we'll rely on smarts. Because, you know, y'all might have, the guys may have won if we relied on the numbers that Smots did. But, you know.
I would feel like he would
I'm pretty sure Smots had the correct numbers.
Yeah. I think we all trust him on the numbers.
Yeah. Who would doubt him?
You really? All right. Well, then, thank you guys for the inaugural Battle of the Chromosomes. And we will have to improve on that game and make it better.
Yeah. And we need a theme song.
As a matter of fact, you didn't even ask all the questions. You'd only ask the guys two questions. So.
Oh,
we're free on the board still. So
yeah.
So you just want to yell out body parts? That's what you want to do?
Yes.
No, he just wants to console himself for losing to the vaginas.
Even if we got all three of them right, we would have lost by 100.
See, there you go.
There you go. All right. Well, speaking of that,
we are the champions. My
No time for penises.
Because we are the vaginers. of the world.
Of the world.
I want to. We got to do a recount because I'm with Smuts. You guys missed Royal Flush. Y'all missed a couple. And you missed Hard Knocks.
Royal Flush was a 100 question.
Y'all missed.
Okay, and then but Dale Earnhardt was a 100 question.
So that's
and P Dub forgot or missed 200-300 point questions.
You got 200-300 right. We and PW missed 200-300 hard, so we couldn't catch up at that point.
Oh, so you're all blaming it on me?
Yes.
Well,
we
if
are.
You notice, because I'm in jail as it is.
If you had just for the hundred, you would have been. We would have won.
Really? Because the guys did not know what a milkmaid was. They didn't know what a bandeau was. So that's at least that's 600 points right there.
She knows. Billy's on it.
Yeah, really. All right. Well, I enjoyed it. We'll improve on it. So, guys, get smart. Also, if you care to participate, send me some questions that we can add to the Battle of the Chromosomes. And then,
Yeah, if I send you questions, we'll get them all right.
Yeah, you know the answers, but that's okay. All right, so we have to go around the room as we always do and ask what stuck with you. And I'll start out with you, Miss Billis. What stuck with you?
That my father doesn't know anything about bras.
Or Dutch milkmaids.
Or Dutch milkmaids.
Serious. All right, and then Miss Monica, what stuck with you?
What stuck with me is despite winning on the vagina team, apparently I'm a boy.
Yes. Yeah. So did you know most of the guys' answers?
Sure.
Yeah. I think maybe one. I don't remember what it was, but I definitely knew all the guy answers.
Okay. So maybe next time we play, we have to just pick teams and then have to make the questions even harder. So, Smots, what stuck with you tonight?
Stuck with me is that you're starting this little process a little early, like you're ready to watch the Buccaneers.
Yeah. You know, we can't actually end early.
Oh, well, then that's okay. We'll filibust.
Filibuster. That's what we'll do. We'll filibuster.
What stuck with me, it was a bad last week for Tampa Bay sports teams. Unfortunately, the Rays went down, and then COVID beat the Tampa Bay Rowdies in the league finals there. So.
Oh, man.
Damn. I saw that.
I heard USF lost this weekend, too.
Oh, USF. We know that's happening every week right
now.
Yeah. Well, that's nice.
Well, no, until they get a quarterback.
Are they that bad?
They're bad.
They're horrible. God bless them. I love them. And I watch every game, the entire game. What the hell is going on with USF?
I guess it doesn't matter. I'm going to say who's the coach, but it's not a black guy.
Well, it's his first year, too. That's the part that sucks. And then
from Clemson last year.
Who is it?
Guy from Clemson, Jeff Scott.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll keep him in our thoughts. All right. Voice of Reason, what stuck with you?
I just want to say that we played as a team. Just because one of us do well doesn't mean that we lost as a team.
Wait a second. Go back to the tape. Go back to the tape of the show. We'll go, stop picking the 300 questions.
Teammate.
Exactly.
That was just a suggestion during the game. But afterwards, after we lost as a team, just because one of us was not very good at playing doesn't mean that any of us others on the team were any better or worse than the others.
So earlier,
you suck.
That was the vodka and the creme de cassau.
Really. And PWs, what stuck with you?
What stuck with me was the
dirty underwear.
Was Buffalo beating the Patriots?
Let's go!
Even though Mons. Any guys who, I'm going to ask you, Monica, did you feel sorry for Cam Newton?
No.
Of course not.
Not at all. He done screwed it up and he knows it. And he admitted it at the end of the game. He was stupid.
Yeah, I just feel bad for him. I wish somebody else would have lost the game for him.
Been any other team, like a white guy?
I heard you, PW.
I mean, Cam Newton may still have been a Florida Gator if he had fumbled those computers when he was, like he did the football last night.
Way to let it go.
Yeah, you're right about that. So you're right, damn him. No, he gave Tebow more. All right, never, we'll get off subject. Hey, right quickly.
Yeah.
Did any of you guys have any trick-or-treaters in your house?
Yes, we did.
I never do. I live in an apartment. They never come to my house.
We had about a third of what we normally get.
Mm. We had more candy for you.
Woo! Yeah, really. All right, ladies and gentlemen, once again, this is an award-deserving Spike on the Mic show. Monica, thank you again for...
Thank you.
Hey, listen, I need to call you. I need to talk to you. Can I call you on the mouth, Faust? On the mouth?
You can call me on whatever the hell you just said, yes.
All right, nice. Then. Yeah, because I need to talk to you. Hey, guys, thank you so very much, and we will see you guys next time on the award-deserving Spike on the Mic show. And we are out, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks.
Bye.
One.
Bye, guys. We love you.